This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Putting our best foot forward, best face forward, best foot forward. What else can we put forward? I guess it depends on your anatomy. Much as anything else, right?
Did we say hand?
Hand, yes, right. Hands across America. So I was talking. People think I'm kidding about this contest because the Kentucky Derby is a couple of days away, or at least it starts. And so why not have a little contest, right? So come up with some. We're working on this ourselves, and you can too if you feel motivated. 855-999-DOUG. We want you to come up with the name of your favorite rock band, the name of your favorite racehorse. If you don't know one, or you look it up, and the title of your favorite porn film. Whatever, however that is. Come on. Relax, will you please? Don't give me this starch about it. Oh, how dare you do that on a family show? Okay, well, you want me to call it something else? Well, we can come up with something else.
Adult films?
Yes. All right, thank you very much. All right. There's Jay saving the day. So nobody will boycott because, oh, we never see that. I'll bet you there aren't three people listening to this program at this moment who have never, at one point in time or another in their life, seen something that was X-rated.
I bet there are.
You think? More than three? Four, maybe? Five?
I think you're highly overestimating.
Really?
How many people watch adult films.
Oh. Huh. That's interesting. Well, anyway, so I guess it's your perspective that counts. 855-999-3684 to pursue that. Also, in terms of the people who are, you know, maybe this is the theory, Jay, that we ought to follow. The people who are listening to us are here because they want to be here. They could go to a lot of different places to find out what's going on in the world and listen to conversation that's kind of fun, engaging, interesting. We're both interesting characters, or I do say so myself, and the people who listen often, you know, if we now, as the phones start working again and we bring people in, the fabulous thoughts that they have. Some of them are pretty interesting. Some of them are pretty compelling. Some of them are pretty blasé. Some of them are just dumb. But that's okay. There's a bit of room for everybody here. So try yourself. Try your luck. 855-99-999. Try it again, Doug. 855-999-3684. Anyway, I don't take anybody for granted that listens to the program. There are people, however, even friends of mine, who have a different political persuasion, who are trying to convince me all the time that I'm wrong and they're right. That's just, okay, that's great. You know, sometimes there is an influence there that comes from somebody that I know, or even people that I might, that are listeners that I don't really know, but I feel like I know them because they care to share with us. And so I pay attention and I'm influenced by what you say. And I think that that's my appreciation is to do or as much as I can to engage you. And then I'm engaged when you send me something back, even if it's not flattering. It's okay. I'm a big boy. I've got thick skin. But you know what? It's a shame. I just think it's a shame that you would denigrate me because I have a different idea than you do. What kind of thinking is that? Unless it was, you know, I thought the murder was okay. Then you have a right to, you know, take, pardon the pun, a shot at me. But no, that's not what we're talking about here. We just have different experiences based on what we've grown up around and what we mm-hmm. have been doing with our lives. And so that's to be respected as much as anything else. Can we say something about it? We don't agree. Yeah, sometimes we can vehemently disagree. The situation, a couple of situations here that are kind of sticky. Some of the Democrats, including Senator Bob Menendez, who's a very, very highly thought of New Jersey senator, is taking a shot at Biden and his border troop plan, deploying the military signals that migrants are a threat that requires our nation's troops to contain, says Senator Menendez. And then he took a shot at the Biden administration because of their lack of ability to control the thing in the first place, having done nothing. And that's what everybody that has any knowledge of the situation has been saying, no matter whether they're Democrats or Republicans. The situation is noxious. It's not nauseous and noxious and unacceptable. That's what he says, and I think he's right. It's just it's lack of leadership. And so you get around to finding back to that same question, where are the real leaders? It is a question that haunts me and us on this program and me in my personal life. My son and I were having this conversation last night when we were talking about who was running, and I said I like Robert Kennedy Jr., and he scoffed at me. Dad, what?
And so, really?
Yeah. Well, we just, he'd done his usual, here's what Jasper is doing. Jasper had two basketballs in his hand that he could just about hold on to, and he's running around the house. Well, he now can say, bah! That's it. His thing is, bah! And that's the ball. He can say, like, two of the three words, like dog. He can't say dog, he can say dog, like that. Mm-hmm. He barks it out. Anyway, so after Jasper went off and was playing with somebody, Brendan and I got onto the conversation about who's running for president, because he comes by his opinionated self pretty naturally, and he and I don't always agree, and we do on some things, but we don't always. And I don't have to. My son and I love each other till the end of time. I don't have to agree with everything he does or says. Yeah, it's his life, not mine. And that's the problem. Too many parents try to influence. You got to do it my way because it's the only way. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. But anyway, as a matter of fact, Megan oftentimes chides me when we have a conversation. We disagree. She looks at me she has a look in her eye. I bet you do too with your father. You have a look in your eye that is like nothing else. And she'll say to me, Dad, you taught us to think for ourselves. Don't get mad when we do. So, yeah, how can you argue with that?
Right? I actually think that was almost a conversation I had as a teenager, my poor father. And I don't even remember what we were arguing about, but I think I said something along the lines of, you're trying to raise a strong individual woman. Don't get mad at me for being one.
Thank you. There it is. Right there. So anyway, we were talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he said, Dad, do you know how crazy this guy is? I said, well, he's different. He has different points of view about things and vaccines and all that other stuff. He said, no, Dad, he's certifiable. Brendan, I don't think he's certifiable at all. Well, he went off onto his things, and then we had a good laugh and talked about something else. But yeah, that's the healthy way to discuss things upon which you differ. That's it. That's, instead of scaring people, it kind of reminds me, we were talking earlier about marijuana being, you can buy marijuana seeds now in states where marijuana is legal. I'm sure that in the states where it's illegal, you can buy the seeds too. You just can't grow them quite as publicly. But now, because there is such a problem with drugs, and I mean legal as well as illegal drugs, Ken Kronhaus and I have this conversation, by the way, this week on his version. We've got 2 hours that you can hear on the weekend of Good Day Health. The one with Ken Kronhaus this week looks into the whole idea of these drugs that will help you lose weight. And Ken gets all excited about them. He thinks they're great, yada, yada. Excuse me. So I kind of blow some smoke at him because there's so many drugs around us. And, because Ken and I have known each other for decades, and we're very close, so I can say what I really am thinking to him and not have any, there's no fallout from it. So I said, come on, Ken, too many drugs. And he said, but some of them are good. I said, yes, some of them are good and some of them aren't. But we have this whole mindset that if something's wrong with us, all we got to do is take a pill. You don't have to go on a diet. You don't have to eat right. You don't have to exercise. Just take a damn pill, and you'll be fine.
Fixing the current issue and addressing the current issue rather than preventative care, and that stinks.
Yeah. So anyway, I have nothing but a love and respect for Ken, but we don't always have to agree. Some of the other things, by the way, just as a sort of promotional time for the podcast, because there are a couple of really good ones that have been done the last week or two with Ken, including talking about the types of people who are likely to become obese, what it does to your heart. Ken's a cardiologist. Talk about diabetes. That's something we talk about frequently because it comes up so much when it comes to losing weight. And what happens to you if you don't get enough sleep, that kind of stuff. Plus the new COVID variant, that's part of our focus. A lot of information with both Jack and Ken in the Good Day Health Department, so catch it if you can. On the weekend, most of these same stations carry them. Podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So anyway, I'm off on that toot, but back to the business about marijuana and smoking in general. You know, smoking tobacco, as far as I'm concerned, is a drug. They say marijuana is a gateway drug, not anywhere near as bad as tobacco. Tobacco products, the way they're manufactured, to suck you in, what they put into the product before they, as they manufacture, before they sell it. So there's a different, there's sort of a different change going on now with law enforcement and versus treatments, and I'm for this, frankly. The old approach hasn't worked, and that's why there are still 100,000 people plus in America dying every year of drug overdoses, because the old policy, you're going to go to jail and you're going to rot there, doesn't work. And if you're going to spend that money, you can spend $40,000 a year to put them in jail. I just assume you spend $40,000 of my money to try to treat them and get them off of it and educate people as to why they're not getting on them in the first place. Doesn't that make more sense? The criminal penalties need to go to drug dealers. Like rapists and murderers, they should go to jail and never get out. Yeah. Never.
Anyone who's messing with children, absolutely. Out of society for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Meanwhile, there's this, you know, the argument continues about what the right wants and what the left wants. But the bottom line is that there's a problem and needs to be fixed. It looks like there's some bipartisan stuff that will mitigate the risk for a lot of people, and that's a good start, I think. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait. Hold up.
Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still getting out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The rally cry at the moment at 23 after the hour on the Good Day program is a focus on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All kinds of buzz on all the social media outlets, and so you can have your way with us in terms of your opinions as to who is in this group that ought to be there. I know I have made up my mind, and you can tell us what you think. Who are the best in this category at Good Day Radio Show and also on Twitter? Good Day on Air. The Rock and Roll announcing their class of inductees. And in that group, we have Kate Bush. To begin with. I know nothing about Kate Bush. You want to help us a little bit?
She was big in the 90s. I think she was crossed over into the early aughts, more so the 90s, but there's been a resurgence of running up that hill thanks to Stranger Things using that in a pretty prominent way in the recent season.
Really? All right, so she's a nominee. Sheryl Crow certainly belongs there. So there's no voting. The voting is over, and these are the inductees. Let's put it so there's no question, no confusion.
Yeah,
these are people that are going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So Sheryl Crow is there. Missy Elliott also is going in.
Let me switch up the game. On the floor, I fall back.
Okay.
Put it on.
That's how, she's not aimed at me in terms of demographics. That's all right. Yep. George Michael's going in. He belongs there, posthumously. Yeah, I like George Michael. Wham!
And I think Wham is in already.
I believe you are correct.
I can't recall what year they
Sometimes
were in.
Sometimes the individuals go in. Yeah, right. This guy passed away at 53. Wow. Too bad. He was very creative. All right, let's see. I cannot believe that Willie Nelson is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
right?
yet.
On the road again.
Good God. What are these people thinking? Yeah, he's a great country icon, but for heaven's sakes, Dolly Parton is too, and she got into the rock and roll. Crank this one up. It's one of my favorite Willie songs. All right, everybody, sing along. Ooh.
Going places that I've never been. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Come on, sing along. On the road again.
We go down the highway.
I have to keep saying this, we're not going to. to get the rest of them in.
Who cares?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, especially when one of the other contributors is, one of the other inductees is Rage Against the Machine. Who knows? Well, obviously, a lot of people know. Yeah, I don't know anything about him. What do you know about him? James or Jay? Anybody?
They're a pretty great rock band.
Are they?
My dad listens to them a lot, yeah.
Okay,
dad listens to them? Come on.
My dad listens to them.
Your dad listens to them. Give us
way
a break.
Way to age me, James.
Yeah, all right. Dad, great. Nice going, James. All right, let's get rid of them. The Spinners are going to be inducted.
Whenever you call me, I'll be there. Whenever you want me, I'll be there.
Here, got to keep this up. This is like, we're going to have a concert. Willie, the Spinners, and George Michael. Maybe, yeah, Sheryl Crow. That'd be a good foursome. Yeah, exactly. But the Spinners from Philadelphia, they're a perfect example of the difference between the Philadelphia R&B sound and the Detroit R&B sound. The producers of the Philadelphia sound, you can tell, I mean, you can usually, I can as a former jock anyway, tell the difference easily between that which was originated in Detroit and that which was originated in Philadelphia. And the Spinners are so Philadelphia, so fabulous. Okay, well, congratulations to the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's 28 after the hour, folks.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has no events scheduled for today. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy decisions while vice president under former President Obama. The claim says the FBI had the information before the 2020 election and is on form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa.
We have credible information that this possible criminal activity took place, and I can't verify whether or not it's really a criminal activity, but I do have faith in the whistleblowers that bring it to me that this document exists.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
The hour. Kind of cool to have all those people inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I set up my course. I would like to actually see that show. They always tape and they play back on HBO or something, don't they, when they have the induction?
Yes, yeah. And I think it's actually going to happen in
pretty
November.
Soon.
I think that's when it typically goes, yeah.
Oh, it is still November, really? Oh,
mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think it's November or October. I want to say November.
All right, so we've come up with kind of a silly contest for the Kentucky Derby. We're looking for names of rock bands, so we had a couple of suggestions there. What were if we went back to that list of rock bands, what's the one that I said I didn't know? It was the second rock band. What was the name of that rock band?
Oh, Rage Against the Machine. Yeah.
Right. How would you do that?
I have a list. Adult
have you?
Horse or band. Do you want to do trivia? You want me to
yes,
quiz
please.
You on this?
Yes.
Okay. Tappet Trice.
Who's your what?
Tappet Trice.
Tappet twice?
Right. Trice. Like three. But you can't say three times.
Thrice.
Because three times doesn't exist.
I don't know. So what is that's the name? What is that's the
you tell
name?
Me.
Hmm?
You tell me. What's the name of?
I don't know. Doesn't ring a bell with me. That's the name of a horse?
A horse.
Oh, we're trying to come up with names of. Are
no,
we trying
I'm
to
doing a trivia. You guess if it's a horse, a band,
oh.
An adult film.
Okay, go ahead. Next one.
The Flaming Lips.
That's a film.
It's a band.
It is?
It is.
Okay,
it
I'm
is.
Gonna get a. I'm flunking this test.
How about this one? Sun Thunder.
That sounds like a horse.
That is a horse.
Okay, I win. That's it.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
The best one was to come.
Yeah. What's the next one? Go ahead.
Dawson's Crack.
Dawson's Crack?
Like Dawson's Creek.
Close, Dawson's Creek, yeah.
Maybe that's that would be, for the millennials.
No, that would be a film.
Mm-hmm.
See, okay. Got it. I got 2 out of 4. That's halfway to being a winner.
But you're a teacher, winner. Isn't that still technically still failing?
Chicken dinner, 50%. Yeah. If you get below a 60,
below
you're in
60.
Trouble. F.A., yeah. That's I used to, when the students would not do well with my quizzes, when I was giving quizzes, I used to give quizzes almost every day. 7th and 8th grade English and speech, great way to find out if they did their homework. Okay, 5 questions about the homework, and if you didn't get 3 of them right, I used to refer, it was just when we were starting to teach Spanish, back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, teach Spanish in schools, and so I would, if you didn't get at least 3 of them right, you got an F.A. F.A. See you later. Today is a good day. Today is a good day for you, for me, for all of us. Everybody shows up, and we're here to take advantage of the wonders of our lives. And one of the best things you can do for yourself is to help other people. If you haven't realized that yet, there's a wonderful thing. And as we talk about how to bring your children up, it's a great thing. You don't have to tell them. You just demonstrate by doing things that help other people. Whether it's, you know, maybe you did something good yesterday, you'll do something good today. You can do something good every day. And so that's why I point out those sorts of things when we're discussing some of the other more mundane items that are a part of our reality. But think about what follows you wherever you go. What follows you are the things that you do, things that you say, things that people know about you. That's what follows you. So if you're a good soul and you want to help, you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for others. If you happen to benefit, that's cool, but you never no good deed is done to benefit the person who does the good deed, right? I mean, otherwise, it would be considered sort of selfish. I'm going to help that person because I'll look good, or I'll donate. Mm-hmm. One of the things that bugs the heck out of me is when somebody gives, some celebrity or some rich person gives $1 million to a cause, and then they do a press release. I just gave $1 million to... No! Well, yeah, that's better than not giving it, but you're crowing about...
Unless it's in the... Yeah.
Yeah, right? I mean,
unless it's
about
in the sense of, I did this and I challenge you to do the same, or
yeah,
I challenge
okay.
you to donate money and I will match it dollar for dollar, or something
right.
like that, or if we get this amount of donations, I will double. Like, stuff like that makes sense because you're trying to get people involved too, but when
yeah.
it's just the... Yeah. You're
yeah.
just bragging on yourself. If you do something amazing enough and you are a genuinely good person, you will have the people in your life who will brag for you on your behalf. Mm-hmm. You don't have to brag for yourself.
Things I don't understand. The Federal Reserve announced another interest rate hike. It's 10th in a row. Rates are now about 5%, 3% higher than they were. This is the highest they've been since 2007. In my mind, this is bad. Enough already with the rate increases. Things are slowing down. Am I the smartest guy in the block? No. Am I a practical businessman? Yes. Do I realize what it's doing to my business? Well, we're looking for the greater good. Okay, well, how many more Bed Bath & Beyonds do we have to go see go bankrupt before somebody says, all right, there's got to be another way of doing this, putting all those people out of work and putting all those stores are closed. They were great stores. I use that as an example, but there are plenty of others that are happening, and I don't get, and they don't do a good job explaining it. They just kind of arrogantly do it. And they'll you know, the whole business about there's no leadership, and even in the person in charge of the Fed doesn't really explain it in a way that the average person can understand. So what does it mean to you? It means if you're buying a car, it'll cost you more. If you're buying a house, it'll cost you more. If you are in debt on your credit card, that'll cost you more. Everything will cost more. So that slows down the economy. The economy is already slowing down. But they say, well, the indicators aren't strong enough. What the hell? How far does this go? I'm appalled at this, frankly. Appalled. And now, because of this and the standoff about raising the nation's debt limit, you know, what are we doing about that? The people on Wall Street will say, if you don't hurry up and make up your mind, it's going to crater stocks because they're too busy fighting among themselves. Who in their right mind wants to spend money that they don't have? Or maybe better, which responsible person wants to spend money that they don't have? And the answer to that is nobody who's responsible. And so under the circumstances, the only place, the only organization that can do that is the federal government. Keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. That's why the inflation rate is going up, because there's too much money being spent because these people don't have the balsam to cut jobs in the federal government, to cut programs that don't work. It's just ridiculous and disgusting and okay. Am I better? Here, listen to this.
You can get it out, yeah, because it's happening and people don't realize.
This the seventh grader over in Serbia that opened up, and the school killed eight classmates. They don't have a lot of gun violence over there, but where are they getting? Is this like the pollution in the air? People see what's going on in America and elsewhere. They don't see this kind of stuff. It does go on elsewhere. We're not, you know, this is not an island here.
It
doesn't go on.
So here. Yeah, right. It's not an only here situation.
Yeah. The police, I noticed, arrested the wife of the man that they say killed those five neighbors last week in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
She helped him evade capture. So she's been arrested as well. Okay. Am I in enough of this? Well,
yeah.
Maybe there's one more. This guy, Daryl Barwick, 56 years of age, executed by lethal injection in Florida, broke into a woman's apartment, stabbed her 37 times. But you know why this, what doesn't work about all of this? This guy's been on death row since 1986. He killed her in 1984, was on trial in 85, found guilty. I'm sorry, the other way around. It was 86, he stabbed her. 86, 87, he went on trial. 88, he was sentenced to be executed. So, hello, what is that, 35 years? 35 years. What is the point? And all of the things that go with, you know, supposedly we're being fair. We don't want cruel and unusual punishment. Hello, the cruel and unusual punishment is that this guy stabbed this woman 37 times. That's what he should get. Does that sound like I'm from the Cro-Magnon era when I say that? We don't want to have him cruel and unusual punishment, so we'll give him lethal injection, just put him to sleep. Why? He stabbed this woman 37 times.
Yeah.
What, did he apologize?
What brought you into prison should be what takes you out.
I think that's, can we make a national...
Is there a sign a petition, change.org?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yep. Right. Okay, well, that's enough of that stuff. Here's, this is, I was talking about the Russians being at the, out in the space station, and then I was thinking about the stargazing schedule for this month. We have the, we were talking about the eclipse and the big full moon and all that stuff. There are 40, count them, 40 shooting stars per hour under the new meteor shower. This is a quiet month usually for stargazing, but there are three things that will stand out for you to connect with the cosmos. So the first one happens on Sunday morning, I think, yeah. the 7th, Earth passes through a meteor shower. 40 meteors probably will be seen where the skies are clear an hour, especially those who are close to the equator. You'll see more down there. Let's see, what else? That's the morning of May 7th. Full moon is happening on the 5th, and there will be a number of meteor showers, not necessarily equated to that, but you will see them depending on where you are. I won't see them here. See them more in Europe and Asia and Africa, down in Oceania. Right? It's more of a Pacific event on the west side. I'm sorry, the east side of Europe. Those areas will see that on Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the full, or well, sort of a partial, in some places, full flower moon. So it'll look like dusty brown, if you can see it, right? If you do, I don't remember that.
I think it's like a slight shadow. I don't think it will fully covers the moon or anything.
Remember the song Moon Shadow?
Yes, great song. Cat Stevens, right?
Cat Stevens did that, yeah. Yep. So, for the love of the stars. Look, up in the sky. Here's the story of a woman says she knew her biological daughter was meant to be trans because her food choices were odd. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this.
Doesn't that sound like the dumbest thing ever?
Oh, my God. The Dummy of the Day Award goes to this woman from Louisiana. Daughter needs to be trans because her food choices are odd. Okay. Congratulations, lady. You get the award. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet. But if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if people
always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars.
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. If you'd like to check in with him, either in person or in some sort of a Zoom land, you can call the office to make that appointment, 352-735-1400. I'm happy to recommend Ken because he goes through me top to bottom every year, and I feel so much better after he tells me what's going on in my body. And so you can have that same experience, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. Also, not to confuse you with a lot of telephone numbers, but people want to know how to ask questions here, especially when it comes to asking questions of Dr. Ken. So the line for that, the number, is 855-999-3684. 855-999-3684. Here's an example of this week's questions for Dr. Ken.
There. I was checking, I think on Saturday I was listening, and you said I thought the ideal blood pressure should be 120 over 80. Let me know the exact, the correct one, if I did hear you right, about the blood pressure rate.
Yes, ma'am. Great question. We were talking about the latest study on so-called tight control for blood pressure, and now what's called tight control, where you get the best effect to have your mind last as long as possible, and this is your baseline. When you're fully rested mentally and physically, 120 over 80. It was 140 over 90 for the longest time, and that's actually what was compared in that study, and then we were recommending 130 over 80. But the latest so-called tight control is 120 over 80 is the goal. Usually medications are recommended above 140 over 90, and to get it down to 120 over 80, that's where we want these risk factors under control, eliminating salt as best as you can, mental stress, getting into an aerobic exercise program after the doctor says it's okay, getting down to ideal body weight. All of these things are so important. There's the DASH diet, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. That diet will help you get your blood pressure down also. All right. This is a perfect example of how to take advantage of Ken and his expertise. And that's what these programs are built around. And also, that's what the podcasts are built around. We have Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken, and covering a number of topics every week. Some of the interesting observations from recent research that we talk about, fitted sports bras and how they improve performance in women's sporting activities. We have been talking about suicide and how preventive or preventative, if you have a partner, what happens under the circumstances. Lots of guides for depression. We talk about that on a recent podcast. Also, what happens to a mother, depression after giving birth, and the risk of heart disease to the baby. This is, as Ken calls it, cutting edge stuff. We talk about the prostate as well with an expert on the prostate and what you need to do to take care of it. Also on a recent visit to Ken at Lake Cardiology, he explains the difference between type 1 and type 2 diabetes. We discuss intermittent fasting. We have a lot of things that we repeat because they're important relative to heart disease, heart attacks. We also talk in a recent podcast about sexually transmitted diseases. Anyway, if you want to catch up on these Good Day Health Show podcasts, they're available forever at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Always lots of information, important information. Some of it comes from our questions. Again, remember, 855-999-3684 with questions. Exercise. There are questions here about exercise and whether or not it helps you battle alcohol and drug abuse. Does it?
Yeah, it absolutely doesn't. If I can quickly add, I get this question all the time. Yes, I'm prepared to talk, if you want, about this new class of injectable weight loss drugs, the Wegovy. But let's talk about this study out of PLOS-1. This is an analysis of 43 studies, Doug, from around the world. They found a link between physical activity and reduced substance use among people in treatment for alcohol and drug abuse. So if you're dealing with substances, talk to your doctor about getting into an exercise program. It definitely will help. This is out of PLOS-1 just this week.
All right, lots of top-of-mind information here to add to the strength and the security of your body and your health. Help yourself every week to Good Day Health at gooddayhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.